everlasting portion. More than friend or life to me. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior led. Three or four, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior led. Three or four, not for ease or worldly pleasure, nor for fame, my prayer shall be. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee. Lead me through veil of shadows, bear me up like fruitful seed. Then the gate of life eternal may I enter. The Lord with thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Then the gate of life eternal may I enter.
God bless you, brethren. You are listening to Pastor Albert Matimbe from Zimbabwe, Southern Africa. We appreciate God for the gift of life. As we continue with our very important subject, the subject of friendship, and we know from the beginning, as we tried as much to enlighten one another regarding this important subject of friendship. And friendship talks of union for the sake of those who were not with us. When we started this trip, this journey on friendship, friendship talks about a bond between two living creatures. And a friend is an associate who provides assistance. Amen. One who begs or supports the other. That's what a friend is all about. There's a very wonderful expression which says, a friend is in need is a friend indeed. True. And you know, it is important to note that a friend is a person who comes in the hour of need. A friend is a person who understands your burden, your difficulties, the challenges that you go through. In a sermon called Why Doest Thou Here, preached on 1st March 1959, the messenger to the Laodicean Church Age told us that friendship is a gift of God. That's what he said. He said friendship is a gift of God, and you can't buy friendship with money. It is a gift of God, friendship. It comes from deep down one's heart. Yes. King David, in Psalms 23, verse 1, when he realized the bond between him and his Creator, the love that was expressed by God Himself to David, he recorded all that. And in Psalms 23, verse 1, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." He realized that the Lord being his shepherd, he had no problems at all. He had nothing to worry anymore. Verse 2 says, "He made me to walk, to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And he restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." What an explanation. When David realized that the Lord was so important in his life, even though he was going through difficult moments, difficult situations, he could go through the shadow of death, but he wouldn't fear no evil. The Lord would continue to comfort him. David put it clear that him, God alone, could prepare food for him. In the midst of the enemies, the Lord still would provide for him. He would save him. My. Brother, when you have a friend in Jesus, you are home and dry. You may have enemies on your left or on your right. You may be hated by the whole world. But still, God will provide food for you. In the midst of all those people who would hate you. Praise God. Yes. He says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." When you have understood the goodness of the Lord, brother, there would not be any way or means or any chance for you to backslide. You stay and live in the house of the Lord forever. You dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If you go to in the book of history, you find out that in the Babylonian kingdom, there were some Jews, young men, who were closely bonded to their Lord. They were very loyal to God. They were forced to worship idol gods. But my brother, because they knew they'd trust in God, you could not shake them. You could not buy them out from their faith. They stood firm. And I know you Bible readers, you know what I'm talking about. But for the sake of those that may not know the Bible and what it says and what was recorded down there some years back, turn with me to Daniel chapter 3, verse 8, where it reads, Wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, a king, has made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up. Now if ye be ready that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast in the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Oh, the kings of the world, they don't know the God whom we serve, how powerful he is, how great he is, how protective he is. Yes, the God whom we serve is more than able to stand for us, to defend us. He is our real friend. He is. He will not forsake us. Wonderful. And Shadrach and Meshach Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. This should be the position of a believer who has chosen God, who has chosen the Lord to be the real friend. You should not betray that friendship. You should not betray the trust. You may be enticed by money. You may be enticed by intimidated. You may be enticed by a very big post which would be offered anyway at any given time or any place. Brother, don't betray the trust. Don't betray the friendship. Don't betray the honor and the privilege that God has granted you. In this end time, my brother, God is looking for men and women who can stand for him, who can prove to the whole world that in the midst of all opposition, they will still stand firm and raise the flag of truth high above the clouds. No matter what the world says, no matter what denominations would say, no matter what they agree upon, but the truth that we have known, us as believers, will abide by it. They said, come rain, come thunder. Yes, you can throw us in the fiery furnace. That doesn't matter to us. We will still be faithful to our God. We'll still trust in him, even through the flames of fire. Amen. Yeah, praise God. Now look at what happened. The king was so furious. He was so angry. Verse 22 of Daniel 3 says, therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up, haste and spake, and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto thee, unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no head, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. My. Yes. In the midst of the fire, your real friend would be close by. He comes there up until the king would realize that this man, these people, their God is with them. There is a fourth person who looks like the Son of the Most High God. And when they stood tall for their gospel truth, for their faith, yes, God delivered them. Until then, Nebuchadnezzar had to make a profound declaration to his kingdom that the God who is worth to be served is the God of Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, the God of Daniel. In this manner also, when you are in big problems, when you are in trouble, when you face difficulties, brother, you turn back to the scripture. Your friend is close to you. My Lord, Lebanon, my Lord, Lebanon, my Lord, deliver Abednego. Why don't you deliver me? My Lord, Lebanon, my Lord, Lebanon, my Lord, deliver Abednego. Why don't you deliver me? 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 My Lord, deliver me. My Lord, deliver me. My Lord, deliver me. Why don't you deliver me? God bless you, brethren. We'll meet in the next service.